guarantee you this morning there's much more to learn about Jesus Christ, and we'll never get to the bottom of the story of Jesus Christ in this life. May God help us. However much of this year that is going to be ours, to have that desire to know and to learn, to experience more about Jesus. We want to welcome you to the service, give our welcome. We're thankful for each one who's in the house of the Lord this morning. We have quite a few visitors. We're thankful for each one of you who are visiting with us. We thank God for bringing you our way. Pray the services will be a blessing to you. Remember those who are not among us, might be sick. I don't know of anybody you notice are here today that God would bless and work according to his will. Let's take our Bibles to 2 Timothy. Some of those who are visiting with us have to be traveling back home this afternoon, so remember them in your prayers also, that God would keep each and every one of those who are traveling safe and sound back home. Second Timothy chapter 1, we'll just read verse number 12. I think it was 4 weeks ago. I believe it was 4 weeks ago. We came to this passage of Scripture and began considering that glorious truth. He is able. He is able. The Apostle Paul, in relationship to his own testimony, says in verse number 12 of 1 Timothy 1, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." He knew the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a relationship with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He knew him, and he believed him. When the Lord saved his soul, God granted him faith to believe those things that Jesus said to the Apostle Paul, which I believe he says to all those who come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. When I heard the Lord and he saved me, I believed him. I believed him. And I am persuaded that when the Lord saved me, he had committed some things to me, and I had committed some things to him. I had deposited some things to him. And I am fully persuaded, as Paul speaks towards the end of his life now in 2 Timothy, I am fully persuaded that God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until I am with Christ. He committed these things to the Lord at the beginning of his Christian life. Now he's coming to the end of his life, and he is still fully persuaded that God is able to keep all those things, his life, his salvation, his time on earth. He believed God was able to keep all of those things until he was in the presence of the Lord. And as we come to the first Sunday of 2023, I don't think we could find a more appropriate verse to consider than to be able to say on this first Sunday of 2023, I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded, fully convinced, that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day, or until I'm with the Lord, or until I see Christ. Sister Tony came in this morning speaking of this being 2023. She said it just doesn't seem possible that it's been 23 years since the world was supposed to come to an end. It's been 23 years since the computers were all supposed to shut down and not be able to make the jump to the new millennial. It's been 23 years. And the Lord has not yet come. Some might say, where's the promise of his coming? But those who say, where's the promise of his coming, don't have faith in him. Don't believe he is able, and should not be the perspective of you or I. As we keep looking for the coming of the Lord, and year passes and year passes and year passes, we need to keep believing. He is able to keep that which we've committed unto him. Paul is coming to the end of his life, and he still believes. He is able to keep that until he's in his presence. 2023 doesn't change the fact that Jesus is coming. It doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ will come right on time. It doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ, when he comes, will not come 1 second late. He will come at the appointed time of the Father. And we need to have this confidence that Paul had here in verse number 12 as we live through these perilous times. And we're looking at the thought of he is able. In other places in Scripture where we find that term, that thought, that reference, he is able. And we're looking at how they have particular application to the time that we're here. When the Lord saved us, we committed some things to his keeping. We need to believe that until we're in his presence, he is able to keep those things. And while we're in that time, looking for the coming of the Lord and living for the Lord, while we're in that time, we need to remember all the things he's able to do for us. I like to think of it as guaranteeing our arrival in his presence. Guaranteeing our seeing that day that he has kept those things which we have committed unto him against that day. Have your Bibles again with me and turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I believe he is able. He'll do it until I'm with him. This morning we come to the thought that he is able to keep all his promises. The Bible is full of promises. The Christian life is full of promises. God has promised many things in Scripture. God has promised many things to us who are saved. And as we go through this time when we're looking for his taking us into his presence, it is important for us to be reminded that he is able to keep all of those promises. He's not only promised us forgiveness, he's not only promised us salvation, he's not only promised us eternal life, but he's promised us many things that have reference to this place and time on planet Earth. And we read here in the book of Romans chapter 4 that Abraham believed God was able to keep his promises. As we wait for the coming of the Lord, it's important for us to believe every promise he will keep, and not one of the promises he's given us will fail. We're going to kind of just pull out of this fourth chapter of Romans several verses for our text. We're not going to be able to look at the entire chapter. Chapter deals with justification by faith. The justification that Abraham had received from God because of his faith in God. In verse number 3 of Romans 4, "For what saith the Scripture?" Question is asked. Well, the Scripture says a lot of things. Scripture teaches us many things. But when it asks the question in verse number 3, "What saith the Scripture?" it's in particular reference to Abraham. It's in particular reference to Abraham's relationship with God, as is set forth in verse 1 and 2. "What saith the Scripture?" Well, in relationship to Abraham and the context of chapter 4 here, the Scripture says Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. Verse number 20, still talking about Abraham. "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." Just like we saw in Paul's words, it is said concerning Abraham, "And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness." Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. What does the Scripture tell us? Scripture tells us Abraham believed God. Because of his faith, it was counted to him for righteousness. Speaking of his justification by faith, not by works, not by the law, but by his believing God. He staggered not at the promise of God because of unbelief. He was strong in the faith, giving God glory. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. You can find a list of some of those promises in Genesis chapter 12, first three verses, Genesis 17, I believe they're repeated. But God made some promises to Abraham. Said, "Abraham, get out of here. Get out of the land of your kindred and go to a place. And I will make you a great people. I will bless the people of the world through you. The world will call you blessed." Abraham got up and went. He believed God. Because he believed God, believed the word of God, it was counted him for righteousness. And we read here in this passage of Scripture that these things in verse 23 were not written for his sake alone, but for us also. These things are written not just for a record concerning Abraham, but they're written for our benefit. but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. The scripture tells us Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness' sake. He staggered not. He believed. He was strong in faith. He was fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able. And these things are written so that we might also believe. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what God tells us in his word. By believing, through faith, we would be justified. But I want us to look at this passage of scripture. In verse number 21, he was able. Well, let's read the whole verse. And being fully persuaded, Abraham was, what he had promised, he or God was able also to perform. These things are written that we might also believe God. These things are written not just for our justification and our knowing that we're justified by faith, but these things concerning the promises of God are written for our benefit. And we need to claim these things for ourselves. Just as Abraham believed God. Believed God was going to keep his promises. Able to keep his promises. We must believe he is able. We must believe he is able to keep his promises. And these things are written that we might have that hope, that comfort, that confidence of knowing God is able. And in verse number 20 and 21, there's three things here that Abraham teaches us by his faith. Three things here that we need to get a hold of this morning concerning that conviction he is able to keep his promises. Verse 21 tells us, Abraham was fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was able to perform. He is able to perform. He's able to do it. And there's a multitude of promises found in Scripture. There's a multitude of promises that are made to the saints of God when he saves the unworthy soul. And Abraham believed God, and we must believe God. We must believe God is able. We must believe he is able to perform all of the promises he's made. Because most of them have to do with this life, have to do with our surviving this life, have to do with our persevering to the end, have to do with our glorious appearance with the Lord one day. Get a hold of that truth. The truth that Abraham got a hold of. God always performs what he promises. God always, no exception, no failure, no slight missing the mark. God always performs what he has promised. But look back to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? There's a question. God is not a man. He's not like the son of a man. Hath he said it? Has he promised it? And shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken? And shall he not make it good? Abraham knew, believed, that God always performs what he promises. And we must believe that also. Not one promise will fail. Then it tells us back in our text, second thing we want to notice. First, God always performs what he promises. Abraham believed that. We must believe that. Then in verse number 20, it tells us concerning Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. The word stagger means to doubt, to stagger, to waver, to flip-flop. We as God's people many times show our lack of faith, many times show our staggering at the promises of God by thinking of things as hard or difficult. Sometimes we think things are impossible. But when we think things are hard or things are difficult or things are impossible, we're staggering at the promise of God. We're staggering at the faith that we're supposed to have. Nothing's hard for God. Nothing's impossible for God. Nothing is difficult. God can do everything he's promised. And we must be strong in faith. Psalms 27. Psalm the 27th chapter. Verse 13 and 14. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Abraham waited on the Lord. He was 75, I think it was, when he first received the promises of God. At 99 years of age, that many years later, it looked as though those promises had yet to be fulfilled. And at such an old age, he became a father. At such an old age, Sarah became a mother. God began, after those many years, to keep his word. Keep his promises to Abraham. Here in Romans chapter 4, we see God always performs what he promises. And like Abraham, we need to make sure we stagger not at those promises. Don't hesitate to believe them for a second. But it's been so long, I'm talking about the coming of the Lord. It's been over 2,000 years since Jesus Christ says, I will come again. It's been so long. Don't stagger at that promise. He's coming again. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No matter how much time passes, no matter what you go through, no matter what life throws at you, he promised he'd never leave us, never forsake us. Don't stagger at that. Amen. Believe it. His grace is sufficient. We'll probably look at these things tonight. No matter what difficulties and hardships and suffering you go through, his grace is sufficient. Don't stagger at that. Believe that. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God was always able to perform what he had promised, and he staggered not at those promises. In the last part of verse number 20 in our text, verse 20 of Romans 4. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Notice the next part of this 20th verse. Speaking concerning Abraham, but was strong in faith. Strong in faith, giving God glory. God always performs what he promises. Abraham believed that. Irregardless of the situation, the circumstances, the difficulties, the passing of time, he staggered not through unbelief concerning the promises of God. He was strong in the faith. Being strong in the faith, he gave God glory. Just like the Apostle Paul did in our opening verse. God is able. He gave God glory. He believed God was able. Abraham was strong in faith. He declared, God is able. I believe God is able was the testimony of the man Abraham. We saw a couple weeks ago that Abraham was willing to kill his son, Isaac. Why was he willing to obey God in the killing of his son, Isaac? Because he believed God was able to raise him again. He was strong in the faith. He gave glory to God. His reasoning was, if I slay my son, it's going to be okay because I believe my God is able to raise him again. He was strong in the faith. He gave glory to God. Look at Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. This is just exciting, a passage of scripture to me. Dare I say, as anything Daniel had to say. Daniel believed God. He was delivered from the lion's den. But here Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are being told they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace, burnt to a crisp, slain by that fire. And they were strong in faith. They said, it's okay, king, if you want to throw us into this fire. We believe our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. We believe our God is able to deliver us from you, O Nebuchadnezzar, who thinks you're what the whole world's all about. You think your power is unlimited and You can do whatever you want to. We believe in a God who will deliver us from the furnace. We believe in a God who will deliver us even from you, Nebuchadnezzar. In Acts chapter 27, we read about the great storm that Paul was in the midst of on that ship. And the ship was going to be lost, I believe, and destroyed. But God had made some promises to Paul. Told Paul, nobody can jump ship. Nobody can get off. God promised Paul, no one's going to die on the ship. And it didn't look well. Didn't look good at all. But Paul stood before those fellow passengers and crewmen. He says, I believe God. I believe God. It's going to be just as God said. I believe God. In our text of Romans chapter 4, for what saith the scripture, verse 3, Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God always performs what he promises. That's still true in 2023. It's not diminished in the least. He didn't give us our promises just so we'd have some false hope. But he gave us in our promises his commitment to do, to perform, to keep, to fulfill. He always performs what he promises. Abraham staggered not at those promises. God help us not to stagger. It's been a long time since Christ walked upon this earth. Doesn't change a single fact. Doesn't change a single promise he ever made or that are found in Scripture. There are promises in the Old Testament that have yet to be realized, but they're going to be realized. Thousands of years does not change the fact that God keeps his promises. As we take that challenge from Paul and say, I believe he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. As we take that, may we also believe that all the promises he's made us that are a part of this life and are getting through this life, he's going to keep. He always performs what he promises. Abraham staggered not. Let us not stagger not. But let us be strong in faith, giving God glory. With the passing of time and the wicked increase that our world is experiencing, there's no better time to give God glory by being strong in the faith. Your neighbors, your family, your co-workers, they're going to doubt. They're going to question. They're going to mock you. They're going to make fun of you. But there's no greater time than the present for us to be strong in the faith and give God the glory. To say to those who don't believe anymore, Christ is coming in. To say to those that don't believe God's grace is sufficient. To say to those who don't believe the old faith once delivered. To say to those in testimony, I believe God. That's where we need to be today. Being used of God to be strong in the faith and saying to all those around us, I believe God. Abraham believed God. Let's stand. Have a verse of song.